Everybody, it's Tuesday, and this is episode 30 of the Show Note Show. I'm your host, Twitch, joined by Michael.
Yo.
Ricky.
Hi.
And Jimmy.
Hello.
We're going to have a little bit of noise pollution today, guys, with my daughter walking around the living room. There you go. Sessy, say hi. Say okay. Hi.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
We'll edit in a robot voice there.
Yeah. It's been a week. You guys had a week.
Oh, yeah. James and I had a week.
A week. It was a great week.
I've been on vacation, so I've been doing a lot of good things. Starting with a thing I've been looking forward to since, like, March. James and I saw Foo Fighters live. It was incredible.
It was.
I lost my voice, like, 6 times. In like the span of one song, and then they did like a slow song, and then I got my voice back, and I lost it again the rest of the concert. The show was 2 hours and 30 minutes long, not including the opening band.
Good on them.
Yeah, they're still fucking great. Got to listen to pretty much every song I've ever wanted to listen to from them live, including This Is a Call, which I never thought I would ever see live, because they never do any songs from that album. But they did a song off of every single album. It was really good. Dave Grohl still got it.
He does
still have it.
He does still have it. I don't know what it is.
You remember youth and talent. You remember?
I don't think he has youth anymore.
You could not tell by looking at him.
I don't know, his eyes looked a little tired.
How could you tell?
Ninja, because I can see them. I can see. I got eyes. He was on a big screen.
I was too busy, like, screaming and, you know, shouting and jumping and getting pissed at this one guy next to us.
We were not getting into it at all.
He just kind of, like, stood there and tried to make space for himself. Like, some kind of fucking chode.
Yeah, wasn't even enjoying the show.
He was not. He did make no attempt at jamming at her.
I've done that.
Did that at Modest Mouse.
I did that at Green Day. Shinedown both times.
You saw Shinedown?
Wait,
I don't care. You saw Green Day?
Yeah. When I saw Kumbia Kings live.
The Kumbia Kings.
I'll start that out later.
Yeah.
When I saw Ed
Sheeran. She said because of Michael's.
Because Michael saw Shinedown.
The only time I really got into it was when I saw Ninja Sex Party.
The Kumbia Kings made you sad.
I didn't want to be there.
I've never seen that before.
I didn't go to it on purpose.
Michael, what's going on?
This game's in VR? What the fuck does that work?
It is a VR mode.
What does that work?
I don't have any control over your dashboard, so I can't do anything. Yeah.
This is a terrible start to the show.
No, it's okay. We have some... We have some content there. Remember, we don't need it.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna remove that disc.
I'm gonna move the chair so I feel like I'm facing it.
And then
I am gonna put the disc back in.
Sorry about that, guys. My daughter decided it was time to start screaming and shouting.
And then now that the disc is back in...
Oh, we're going to play Tekken while we do the show? Okay, there's 42 minutes left. No, we won't.
What? 41 gigabytes, huh?
I guess it's just all that installing that just didn't happen.
I'm guessing so. No, that was a download. This is the install.
No, it's not.
Michael, there's literally dozens of weapons in this apartment, and that's the one you shoot.
This isn't meant to be. Well, it gives him the powers of Maui.
Yeah.
It's not.
Not the orb.
Right there. Oh, yeah, the orb.
No, the orb gives you the power.
Yeah. You get the powers of Hei-Hei.
Yep.
The powers of little
I'd like to have the powers of Hei-Hei.
All those rock-eating powers.
I was telling Jessica the other day that we were here, that you told her something and she just turns around and boops you in the nose. That was the cutest thing.
Yeah, she's She's cute sometimes, and other times she's like this.
I mean, she's just trying to draw.
She got pissed because she asked for the colors, and April took longer than instantly to bring them to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, the colors better be there.
I need them now. No. I mean, what good are colors if they're not always there?
I mean,
it's a good album.
Do you ever think, like, we all get mad at things that you just can't have automatically?
Yeah, I showed up to the pawn shop this morning and they weren't open yet, but their door was wide open. So I was getting down. Yeah. I was getting down, and they were, like, bringing the big stuff outside, and they told me, oh, yeah, like, sorry, come back later, we're not open yet. And I told them, okay, and fuck you.
Door's open now.
And then left.
You ever see any cool legends in there? You ever see anything like that one in there?
Yeah.
I've been thinking about going
at the pawn shop.
Look at those giant vibrators.
Anal lube.
Dust fans.
Final buckets. Desk fans?
Fuck, that sounds good.
He did a finger fence at you.
What kind of dust fans are you talking here, huh? What speeds?
Industrial 12 speeds.
Oh, no. Oh my god, you have the. That's constant lube application.
Everybody, it's Tuesday.
No, no, no. You just have to.
Oh my god!
Strap that flashlight to the industrial fan, hit it full speed. Then just stand there, holding down lube application. Oh my god!
You just gotta constant spray.
Constant. If you let up for a second.
Or
it's gonna be one of those
the alternative
that, like,
is,
out, like,
is you go and buy like the gallon tub of Vaseline and you just
just kind of doing one of these, just scooping it out constantly, letting it fall, get out faster. On the other hand, though, try it without it just to see like the consequences.
It would be like those videos on Facebook of the stupid people putting the corn on the power drill.
Oh, yes, and then teeth flying off screen.
Yeah, except it'd be the inverse of that.
You know, like when you mix cake batter. Just imagine that. Little penis skin.
This is why people want to.
This is why they should.
This is the content they need. We're answering the questions man has been afraid to ask for years.
Yeah,
mostly because man.
Mostly just this year.
Figured out. We just figured them out.
Okay. This year is the year of the desk fan.
I was. I mean,
the year of the desk fan.
The industrial strength. Okay, wait a minute. I want to go back. You guys go talk about the concerts more.
Dude, it was Foo Fighters. It was fucking great.
What'd you feel, James?
You pretty much feel a lot of bass. Anger at that dude that was next to us because I wanted to knock that bitch out.
Some bitch got kicked out because she was
Before the show started.
Yeah, before even the opening band showed up, she was drunk already. And she was trying to like get her way to the front of the, because we were a general admission. So she was trying to get her way to the front. And like nobody was having any of her shit, but they were still letting her through. And then some security guards passed by and everyone just started like pointing at her. And she was she was like on the floor or something, so they just threw her ass out.
Ooh. Well. Who was opening that?
Some
we really do
band.
Not know what the band's name was. But they're Australian.
But they were Australian, mate. And homie was pounding on his chest, fake fucking everyone's mom. It was wild.
He was. Yes, he was.
It's crazy.
You're fucking crazy.
Oh, the Foops.
Yeah, but no, it was a good show.
They played another one, Bites the Dust. They played Blitzkrieg Pop. They played,
Michael, you shaking your head is making me give up on
me.
Life.
Life.
Well, I was already close to killing myself.
Dude, it's listed as Imagine.
No.
But it was not Imagine. It was Walk by Van Halen. No, not Walk.
Yeah.
Jump. Walk is their song.
Yeah. Walk is their song.
Yeah.
they play? What did they play off of their like early stuff?
They played. They played Learn to Fly, Breakout, My Hero, Monkey Wrench, and This Is a Call. Ellen Everlong, of course. I was surprised to hear This Is a Call. I was surprised to hear Monkey Wrench. And then, yeah, like, okay, I'm now seeing that 15 songs in, Dave Grohl was like, oh yeah, guys, we're the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
This is, like, he started introducing, and then everyone just started playing, like, their own thing. Like, when he introduced the one of the, not Pat Smear, but the other guitarist, he played, like, his own little guitar solo. And then when he did the bass player, he started doing another one, Bites the Dust. The keyboardist, he did a keyboard solo. The drummer did Jump, and then Pat Smear did Blitzkrieg Bop. And then they just jump right into My Hero, Monkey Ranch, This Is a Call, Best of You, and at the end of Whatever Love. That was good?
It was.
Okay, no, it does have a note here. Imagine wearing. It was the music of Imagine to Van Halen's Jump.
Okay.
It was weird. Oh, man. They were supposed to play For All the Cows. And they didn't. Man, it sucks. I want to hear For All the Cows. Fuck me. I gotta go see him again. It does not say what that guy's... What dark food?
Gotta go see them again when they open for the Pixies.
You should see them live though. They're much better.
Live. Much better live.
Yeah, we saw Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
But before we saw Foo Fighters, I think like the night, no, two nights before we left, we saw Venom. Twitch, you saw Venom.
I saw Venom.
I did see Venom.
We all saw Venom.
Michael didn't see Venom.
We all saw Venom.
Nope.
You should watch it.
You would...
The same reason you're nodding... You're right. Yeah. That reaction is right. But it's also the reason why you should watch it. It's the reason why it's good. Yeah. You know how Marvel in the 90s was really stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they know.
Marvel knows?
Yeah. At least somebody at Sony knows.
I don't know, like, the movie seemed like it was really trying to go for that, like, Sony R-rated, like, movie, but...
But it's PG-13?
Yeah, but it's PG-13, it seems like...
Two people got their heads eaten off, Michael.
Yeah? And not only that, but there's a scene where Riot turns his arms into giant blades and slices through at least 10 people. Not a drop of blood. Not one drop of blood.
Not a single.
And it to me, it seemed like it was because they're... The whole merger thing was supposed to start in January. They're just like, okay, we gotta keep this PG-13 just in case, guys. It's like in that really weird middle ground where like Sony Marvel is no longer just Sony Marvel. No, Fox. Fox Marvel. No, Sony Marvel.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's okay. She's supervised.
Uh-huh.
Oh, this kid only had bad luck. Sussy.
Why,
help, baby.
Why is that toolboxer guy like that?
Because she wanted to play with him.
Oh. Yeah.
She's gonna have to learn somehow, Michael.
I
have.
Yeah.
But the good news is that she listens on the
first
one. Yeah. So yeah, Venom. Venom was fun. From like second and a half act and on.
First act is weird.
Uh-huh.
But kind of... Okay, Tom Hardy's good in this movie.
He is.
Yeah. Real good.
Very. Quite good. Across the board. Oh yeah, I think we just have to restart your PS4.
Even as a... Because he does Venom's voice too.
He does Venom's voice too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great. Too, yeah. Because Venom starts. Venom sounds like Venom always sounds.
Creepy.
Like there's 12 Venoms speaking.
Yeah, he did the voice. He did, I liked his Venom voice better than his,
Tom Hardy
than
voice.
His Eddie Brock voice.
And he sounds like a fucking loser as Eddie Brock, but I think that's the point. Yeah.
Because, well, I don't know, like, he only sounds like a loser in, like every other scene. Like, they did several reshoots. It sounded like they did several reshoots, and everyone was telling him how to do it differently, and he listened to all of them. But Venom's good. Watch it.
I mean, you get everything you need to know about this movie knowing that Riot is the main villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that. Spoilers! The.
Yeah.
The post-credit scene is Eddie Brock driving up to a prison to go interview, that's the word.
Interview
a certain red-headed criminal.
Menace!
No, not Menace. Menace is a Spider-Man villain, don't go confusing people.
Serial killer.
I forgot what I was talking about for a second.
Serial killer.
I mean, everyone's seen this movie. I think the the biggest way to convert people on Venom is to convince them to go see the sequel, because they got Woody Harrelson to play Carnage.
Yeah,
Woody Harrelson as Carnage.
It does sound appealing.
Yeah,
and then,
see.
And then, just to top it off, there's a second post-credit scene.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with that.
It wasn't like 15 minutes of. Into the Spider-Verse?
It was like five minutes
of Spider-Verse. But also, they pitch it as in another universe.
Yeah.
So it... they're leaning into, like, everything can be canon now.
It was weird.
Including
they did,
Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
They did, like, comic-wise, they did Venom more accurate in Spider-Man 3, but did him shittier. And then this one, like, was just like... it's a little bit different, but they did him better.
Yeah, like his like context and like the origin story and the Venom plot is like makes way more sense in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah,
but the character of Venom in this movie is
way
better.
Eddie Brock is literally a little bitch in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah. Whereas here in this movie, Eddie Brock is just like a bumbling fuck up, whom Venom calls a little bitch for most of the movie.
Yeah,
there's straight up a scene where he just like there's a broken window like out of a 100-story building, and then Venom like you just hear Venom like jump out, and then like it just cuts to. Him pushing the button for the elevator, and it's just Venom saying, "Pussy." It's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
The symbiotes themselves, I think they looked alright.
You mean the goop?
The goops, yeah.
The goops are good. The last fight with Venom and Riot
was really hard to follow.
Yeah. I don't know who did that, but fuck them.
Yeah, it was a mess.
But still worth it. At the end, he eats the guy's face.
Yeah, he eats a lot of faces.
He does eat a lot of faces.
There's
Lady Venom. Lady Venom from that. For a little bit.
Does she hate Eddie Brock too?
Kind of.
Yeah.
She does.
Because she loves him.
Yeah.
I didn't like her.
Like,
I didn't like...
everyone in the movie...
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Literally everyone else in the movie other than Eddie Brock. Probably Eddie Brock also spends the entire movie going, "Eddie, don't do that."
Yeah.
And then he does it.
Yeah.
There was a while where I was worried, like... there wasn't going to be any Venom in the movie until, like, last third. And then they
that would have been really
and then they hit the Venom switch and then they just leave it on for the rest of the movie.
That's what they had said, like at first when it was being released, was like, yeah, he's not gonna wear the full symbiote suit until like the very end. But you know, 1 second there is no Venom and then the next there is a lot of Venom.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, 7 out of 10.
Yeah,
we'll yeah. Venom 2.
It was a good bad movie.
Yeah, 6 to 7 out of 10. That's all
right. Will Carnage again.
I'm interesting.
Woody Harrelson just says, "When I get out of here, there will be Carnage." And
yeah,
is that really what he
says? Yes, yeah, literally what he says.
Word for word,
he says.
Which like. See, but then I hope. I'm curious as to how they're gonna bring Carnage like into it. You know, because like he's Venom's son. Like, Venom gives birth to him.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't be surprised if they just were just like, no, he was also one of the ones that came back, but he also got out.
I don't know, because all the symbiotes they were pretty. None of them were bright red or anything.
No, they're all
like goopy.
You know what, Michael?
Blue, black,
this
goopy.
Movie is basically
or that one that looked like vomit everywhere.
For a while, like they did like a Lilo and Stitch TV show where there's just a shitload of Stitches running around and they gotta catch them all.
Oh yeah, dude. That's literally what this movie is.
Yeah.
And the bad guy is Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Smoking doobies all over the place.
Stan Lee comes out.
What does he do?
Nothing.
Stan Lee's?
Yeah.
He's just like, don't give up on her. Either of you.
With great power comes great responsibility.
And then he whips things away. While transforming into the Hulk.
Half transformed.
Yeah.
Optimus Hulk.
He just shoots the web out. As he's swinging off screen, he shouts "Cowabunga!"
With the skateboard underfoot.
As he's swinging away.
Yeah.
Gotta be honest with you guys.
Cap shield.
Not selling out this movie at all.
Mjolnir. He's carrying Mjolnir in the same hand he's web slinging. See, because it works.
That does.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Pulling the Infinity Gauntlet on his head.
It doesn't. Not half better. The title. Not good.
So
I can't wait until they get to the point where they just start reusing Stan Lee cameos. Where
when he dies?
Yeah, it's fucking Far From Home is gonna start, and then the cameo is just gonna be his like. It's just gonna be the scene from the first Fantastic Four movie.
I remember it.
Or be the one from,
it's just a shot of like a hotel, and he's a bellhop.
It'll be the scene from Eric Bana's Hulk, where he's walking with Lou Ferrigno.
Oh,
dude, that was a good movie.
That was not a good movie at all.
Yeah, it was sucked.
Who's got Lou Ferrigno?
So does the Incredible Hulk.
Okay, so that one's good too.
Yeah.
Better than Iron Weasel.
Yeah.
God, we don't want to talk.
No, I don't want to talk about what a failure the Hulk movies have been.
It's really sad. Man.
Except Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok was really good. Movie.
Yeah.
I liked the Edward Norton one because it had an Abomination in it.
The Ed Norton one was pretty good because you were about to say Anne Hathaway, weren't you?
No,
the only thing that,
but
they need to do better by is in the Raph show us that he's like there somewhere.
No. They just forgotten.
Yeah, they just don't talk about that. The only thing that carried over, the Hulk didn't even carry over the movie. The only thing that carried over was Thunderbolt Ross.
Even then, didn't his actor change?
No, it's the same guy.
Still the same guy?
Pretty sure
the same guy. So when is he even gonna be Red Hulk? I'll say that. If he would have been the bad guy in
If they ever do another live action, Jesus fuck. If they ever do like another solo Hulk movie, it should be against Red Hulk.
Or Devil Hulk. Bring
what if back. He's pissed off about the Nets Infinity War and he's Red Hulk?
No. How did it work?
Why would
he
be
Red
Hulk? Where did the redness come from?
He's green.
He's always
green. Have been watching any of the movies?
He's not really angry.
We're talking about Ross or talking about
Jesus.
Anyways, Red Hulk in the next Hulk movie would be great.
Yeah.
Or Devil Hulk would also be great.
Yeah, I think Red Hulk too. Red Hulk and She-Hulk.
I would like them to just...
Bang.
Bang, yeah.
Jesus. Red Hulk.
I was gonna say, I would like them to just go like full Law and Order with She-Hulk.
Three Hulksome.
I want there to be a She-Hulk movie and it's just a crime drama.
And She-Hulk shows up at the last third of the movie.
In a suit. Just
but yeah, no action, go to court. No action. Yeah. She's still in the court like, this just will not do.
This would be a terrible movie.
No, it wouldn't.
No,
have you never spent an entire weekend just sitting there watching Law and Order?
No. Nope.
Because the story would be there. I've never watched an
episode of Law and Order.
Oh, that's sad, my man. No.
It's got iced tea in it, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. That's why I avoid it.
He's in the movie. In the movies. He's in the Law and Order movies.
He's in the movie.
Just to come up with names for drugs.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason. They need good slang terminology in there.
Yeah.
Just not selling me this movie.
I see.
Not selling me this movies.
Two, we're just not buying any tickets. No. We'll see many movies today again.
They call this the MC Ooze.
So anyway, I also saw. I want to say Fast Times.
Fast Times at
Ridgemont High?
It was wild.
But that's not it. It's Bad Times at the El Royale. Which is really good, like a noir mystery, kind of Quentin Tarantino-y movie. It's pretty good. They killed John Hamm within the first like 5 minutes, and then they killed him again, and then they killed him one more time.
Yeah, but there was their She-Hulk in it?
Yeah.
Doing Law and Order stuff?
Yep. And Thor comes out in it. With an American, like, accent. It's weird. He's a hippie.
Thor is commonly known as a hippie.
Yeah. Well, it starts off with... It's five? It's four, and then five, six. It's like the typical, like, seven random people, like, meeting together and the events unfolding story. Kind of like the Magnificent Seven or Guardians of the Galaxy minus two. Clue? Kind of.
Yeah.
It is kind of like a whodunit kind of thing, or like who's doing everything. But like,
who was phone?
The government. In this movie, it's the government.
The government was phone?
Yeah.
The government was.
The government being portrayed by John Hamm.
So John Hamm was the government.
John Hamm was phone.
Looking into the window, saying, "What you doing with my babies?"
That's right, with my honeys.
With my sweet, sweet honeys.
But it was Mad Men John Hamm.
Mad Men John Hamm's okay.
Wow. That's Daddy. The same person he plays.
Says he likes. Daddy, wow, that is a tall tower. Yeah, so John Hamm is like, oh, spoilers, this is a movie that just came out. John
Hamm, spoiler, I'm telling you.
John Hamm
is a government.
Is a government. And the El Royale is this hotel that's on the like borderline of Nevada.
On the verge of being not government.
Yeah, of Nevada and California. So they like the management there like uses it to like spy on people and then sell the information. Yeah, like there's like a
keep going.
There's like secret hallways to like view in. There's two-way mirrors. That's actually how John Hamm dies. He's like he sees some
himself
girl.
In a two-way mirror.
He sees some girl. He
sees himself damaged. In a window.
He sees some girl.
No.
Some girl with another girl tied up. And he goes to like try to help because he is like the they never really explain what he is, but probably like FBI. And then
FBI.
She's just like he's like it's okay, you know, I'm here to help. And then he gets sawed in half with a shotgun.
Yep.
And shotgun like a full one?
Yeah, double barrel.
Cool.
24 bore long range, straight to the gut.
I saw that for a second there.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep trying to get it. Over here, take it out.
Yeah, Chris
Redfield?
Christopher Tucker? Chris Tuckerfield?
Chris Tucker's in this movie.
No. Thor. Chris Hemsworth. Evans. Chris Hemsworth, yeah.
Chris
Evans.
Dude, Chris Tucker's weed. But yeah, I'm watching this shit.
We also saw Rush Hour 4 while we were... Rush Hour 3 while we were in... So I have that fresh in the brain.
Need to download something else. Yeah.
I don't know at what point, like...
What else do you have?
Not want to call him John Tucker.
John Tucker.
What else did you bring?
Yeah, then movie stuff happens. And it turns out, there's a huge, conspiracy in the hotel, but that really doesn't matter. And then... Which one's there? Jeff Bridges is in this movie, too.
Which would be more fun to play.
He's Alzheimer's and doesn't afraid of anything.
Actually, this one, but
he's Alzheimer's and doesn't afraid of anything.
Yes. He is Alzheimer's and doesn't afraid of anything.
I mean that one, because...
But I would need that.
Yeah.
Where are they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That was definitely yeah.
An 18.5 out of 10.
Yeah, that's good.
We'll get it.
That's cool. We're all cool here.
Yeah. I like it.
Well, what's the flash of it?
What?
There's currently a flash sale going on that's vaguely Halloween themed? It's like a handful of horror movies.
Oh, is it good? Are you gonna play it?
I haven't played it yet. We've been playing everything else.
It's just random.
Shadow of the Tom Ruder. Oh, it's hideous.
Inside of Us.
Inside of Us, yeah. Yakuza. This does not accurately portray. I've been a part of that. All they do is touch people's buttholes.
Far Cry 3, no, there's a scary game, especially with that fucker.
9 years of pain or death or whatever.
Dead Cells is pretty good.
Hey, we have that shit, don't we?
What, Far Cry 3?
Yeah, the digital.
Yeah, still don't think about buying Far Cry 5.
Oh, dude, Naruto to Boruto. I wish they'd make an anime about Boruto's dad. That's never gonna happen.
So great. You heard all the stupid shit he did, man.
He did some wild shit. Some
crazy shit, man.
Yeah, none of these games are really spooky.
Ooh, fire pro wrestling. Dude, there's only a fucking 25 in there. That's a steal.
I've seen 20.
That's a better steal.
Yeah.
Mega Man X legs collision.
That's
two. Hot dog.
That's a steal. You didn't even know how much it was for.
Oh, that's right, and it's two. You don't want two.
No.
I'll make
why? Who put this back one? In?
That's what she said.
What are you holding in your hand?
You guys are bad at this.
We're gonna figure this out.
We're all too relaxed right now, man.
Dude, I'm hella relaxed.
Yeah? We need that constant team to just not relax,
discomfort. No pressure?
Discomfort while I'm sitting at the table.
You just gotta.
Yeah, I can see that.
Tense the butthole.
Yeah. Just keep your butthole tense this whole podcast.
I'm sitting on the chair. I kind of want to
snooze. Snooze, buddy. I'll rub your butthole up real nice.
Yeah.
We're recording a show.
Yeah. And well, you know what's gonna sound like it? It's gonna be. Oh, Michael. God, that's so good. Oh, don't move. Dude, when I do solo podcasts, my shit's gonna be so dry because I'm not gonna have anyone to make fun of.
Yep.
Put a picture of me and there you go, man. You know what I would say most of the time.
What jokes are about some friend that's not in front of me? I do two to work with.
I'll record a whole show, give you shit, and then you'll listen to that and you'll react to it.
Yeah, I can do that.
This is gonna be like phone tag, but with burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, except I'm not gonna be saying an insult.
What I'm gonna do is pre-record sick burns, and then send them to Twitch, and then you can edit them into the podcast after I die.
I'm with them.
Yeah.
But not until after you die.
You fucked up. Okay, we're getting somewhere. I see where we're at, man. That's what I'm just having. I'm picking up and putting down.
It's
too good, man. Too good. Hey, man, this game's fucking hard.
How is it hard? Like, there's no
skill
required. There's no single player content in this game.
Play that multiplayer, tell me you're gonna have a fucking easy time.
Oh, yeah. Can we do? Can we do like doubles online in the Battle Royale mode? Or like split screen?
But solo.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, so we can do a team of four.
We could do squads.
We can do squads. There's two there and two
here.
Well, why don't we do that?
Why don't we do that? That seems pretty good.
Yeah.
I played some Black Ops and I was like, man, everyone
played some Black Ops
with me. I was playing in a squad and everyone died except me. I was like,
tell me the story about how you live.
Yeah, tell us more about Black Ops 4, Michael.
50 kills.
I did not get 50 kills. I got one kill.
Wow.
And then I placed 8.
That's not bad.
I was just running around trying to find anybody. I only did big 8.
No, we gotta turn this off. Fuck it, I'm
I was playing. Yeah, okay. It's fun. It's a little weird that there's no campaign, like actual like, campaign.
Why? Why is that weird?
Because every Call of Duty has had a campaign, and they've all been pretty good
lately.
It's
been weird. I almost rented the game the other day, thinking, well, I mean, if it takes forever for the update to download, at least I'll have a campaign. And then I think, oh, I'm just not going to rent this.
Advanced Warfare had a
good one. You know the way to my heart with these skins, though.
Black Ops 3 had all of the Black Ops that had pretty cool ones. World War 2 had one. It was pretty good.
Yeah, not Firebreak.
What's weirder is the alternative to our campaign is like tutorial missions for all of the different classes, but in between there are like really really good looking cutscenes that you can tell were from the scrapped campaign.
I was
because characters are straight up called out as like, oh, I'm Mason's daughter.
Oh shit, that's crazy because he only had a son. That's what he was doing those 30 years.
Fucking?
Yeah.
Funky. Dude, that's what I'm trying to do.
No, you're not trying to do anything, son.
I'm doing that.
Quads?
My quads?
Like, what did Dempsey, Sarah, Woods, and Frank?
Patrick Dempsey is in this game?
No.
Welcome to Black Hat.
Yeah,
character.
How do I plus?
Okay.
Yes, I will be the Shadow Man. If they don't show it any fucking times.
Okay.
Oh, I see him in the back there. Hey, man, that's a good looking mother.
Fuck. God damn it. Yeah, he's a bad man, Thomas.
I guessed.
Please don't.
Please don't turn it off.
What's going on with your
PS4? Is that my PS4? With all this good Black Ops gameplay. Yeah. Okay, so
yeah.
Right down. I mean, what else? What'd
they change up for this one?
Yeah.
You can self heal.
Yeah,
just
big
packs. Yeah, just
self-heal. That's pretty cool. It helps out in a pinch.
Yeah, you still die like super fast, so I don't
know. Oh, Victor Reza?
I don't know how much help that was.
Mason? Tiger Woods?
Frog Man.
Oh, everyone's favorite, Frog Man.
Oh, everyone, yeah, that well-known character.
Oh, yeah, man.
The Solid Snake.
Yep. Oh, dude, nice. Alright.
So apparently there's like a in the guns that you can get like in multiplayer, not the Black Ops shit. The guns you can they have like operator mods, so like they have certain attributes that I don't know if I guess it's like gun specific. So like on this game's version of the Magnum, it's a thing called a skull splitter, where it just adds like a extra chunk of metal to the bottom. And I guess it increases your damage. I don't really know. I haven't really played that much. I haven't been able to play it that much. Played some zombies a little bit.
Played some zombies.
It's harder. There's no juggernaut. Which is blasphemous, I would say. Come on.
But there are other ways that you can, like, change the, you know, to give yourself, like, that increased health.
Yes, we're gonna do more levels.
Their shields and shit.
It's probably more to start from the start. It's probably local. Okay.
I was talking to
because it's not installed yet.
Okay. It feels weird that this game doesn't have campaign. Because it could have had campaign clear blackout and zombies.
Yeah, very well could have.
Yeah.
Like, and it'll take a while for it to install here, but you could check it out. There are full on cutscenes that would be the campaign cutscenes in this game if there's no campaign.
I'll have to check it out later. But it's probably I don't want to say this because I'm pretty sure the devs weren't being lazy, but I just can't shake the feeling that it feels lazy.
It kind of feels like over the course of development, they altered course and realized that they needed to work on something else really, really quickly to get it into this game.
I don't know, but that because this...
I'm talking about how, like, the blackout mode in this game went from 0 to 60.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to.
Especially with stupid Fortnite.
There's a... It's stupid because, like, all the characters in multiplayer have, like, a whole bunch of... they have, like, a lot of, like, personality. Like, you saw them, they all have, like, their own, like, things about them. And even in Black Ops 3, you were given, like... They're the same. They're just... In this game, they're, like, lesser versions of the Black Ops 3 guys. And I honestly, like... I kind of miss Black Ops 3. I kind of miss jumping off walls and shit. Which is weird to say, but, I mean, I got my feel of missing the ground with World War 2. World War 2 gave me that, and this game...
I'm a real big fan of how in Black Ops 4, you can be an old man with, like, a squirrel suit. No,
I am the wingsuit. Yeah, I bet you think I'm going to pull out a parachute. I'm pussy. Parachutes are full of bitches. What happened to them just smashing into the earth? Oh, okay, there we go. I closed my parachute about 600 feet above the air. Okay, that's a little delayed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still gonna, I'm gonna be playing it. I'm also still getting a lot in the game because I have a really good feeling I'm playing anything.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of just forcing myself to play it.
Oh, dude, here we go.
Like I was saying, zombies is cool. I played with Jessica earlier and we made it to like 25 on Blood of the Dead, which is crazy because
I'm assuming there's a lot of story in that one too.
There's a lot of story in each of the four maps that we're on this one.
I don't even know if I'm picking up at this one. Ooh.
Oh look, this one right here, this one has that weapon mod that you can put onto it, called the Skull Splitter, whatever. It's like adds like a thicker chunk of metal right to the bottom of the barrel that can, I guess, increase melee damage. One hit people, I guess, in core. I hate core.
Wow, that's a shame that I can't grab whatever I want.
Not there yet. Not there yet.
Battlefield is. Yeah, Battlefield is doing this.
We said this on the podcast, man. Yeah. They're catching up to what Battlefield's been doing for a while on this map.
I like that you can switch in the background.
Okay.
Attach. Well, you know what? Might as well attach it this one. Nope. Can't do it. Attach this one, though. And then we'll switch to this one and put this on. Because we need a scope on this, Michael.
We need a scope on your pistols.
Scopes are essential. Okay. Nice little map. Okay. I mean, it's gonna have some problems. Yeah. It's, you know, early
also,
stages.
Also, the game isn't fully downloaded.
Yeah, that's pretty downloaded. Look at this earth, dude.
Look at that texture.
I'd say pretty good for pre-downloaded textures.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, it doesn't have that super vital 50 gig day one patch in yet, but.
Oh, man. And there's another. They released a patch today, I think, on this week.
Great. Wait, how is this online match happening if it's like all the patches aren't downloaded?
There we go.
that's a good question, dude.
Is this a shotgun?
It is a shotgun, man.
No, it's
that bitch.
Yeah, oh, it's a rounds.
No, it's you know what it is? It is a quick scopper.
A quick scopper?
No, we're not picking them. Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
Is that one of them nub tubs?
That's get the fakey in.
There's a dude in here. He'd be dead. He was right here.
There you go.
Right here. He'd have been dead. But I think honestly this is like, for as much as I've grown away from Fortnite and shit, I think I saw like gameplay of this and I was like, you know what, this does actually look good. There we go. I'm like fucking snake.
I mean, if they stick to this mode, you could probably kill PUBG.
Yes, absolutely.
I already got it better.
Oh, I got that four times. Here we go, boys.
I mean, they're clearly not shooting for number one because Fortnite is free.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It's also the worst one.
And they wouldn't spin like this mode off as a free download. There's too much money in it.
They're, oh my god. No.
They haven't implemented any like microtransactions.
You can only not yet, but
yeah,
it's going to come. You know it's coming.
Yeah, but I wonder like skins.
Skin, it's all about the skins, Michael. It's all about
the
skins.
But, like, dude,
like... player character, I mean...
Yes,
price.
Yes.
Well, I think this is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean... I probably won't kill anyone, and I'll just die the other time.
This is probably, like, the one currently out game that I've been keeping in the back of my mind. Lately, I've just been playing like some old stuff.
Yeah.
While I wait for new stuff that I'm excited for to come out.
I'm telling you, man, I beat Spider-Man. I haven't felt anything. But I got this because I want to play along with the Destiny shit. And like I said, if we all get it, but we can all just play the quads or.
I would be down if we all play this. Yeah. Absolutely.
When they inevitably figure out the fucking Easter eggs for the zombie map, we should be. All four of them's good.
I don't know if there's anything else on there. I ate them all.
Have you played any old stuff like prior to this coming out?
like to fight yourself for this? Somebody's ass was here.
The only one we played here, man. I went through a slump, dude.
What have you been doing in your downtime, Michael?
Yeah. You know what? I listened to a lot of Eamon lately too. The new album came out for the Eamon.
That was a zombie.
And Gunship too.
Oh my god.
So I've been listening to a lot of music.
Okay.
Well, those two albums over and over.
But you're like,
I've been.
So I'm assuming you've been maining basically Spider Man.
No, dude, I haven't played Spider Man.
What are you doing in life, Michael?
I don't know.
No, that's me. I'm still working on Spider Man. Very slow.
Oh, that's a good one. I beat the fuck out of Spider Man. So, wow. I'm waiting for the DLC to come out.
Must be really powerful.
Dude.
Which one's better, Michael?
Let's see this one. Yeah, you look at that. Look at that one. Super. Kill that zombie. No points, but kill that zombie. This game is also super gory. A lot more than... World at War levels of gore.
What's this?
I mean, it is... It's still fucking... Are they Treyarch?
Yeah, but Treyarch didn't do this for Black Ops 3. I think Black Ops 3 is a little toned down one.
Because Black Ops 3 was hot on the heels of Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
It's just weird, man, like, to see the characters that were in Black Ops 3 be downgraded to these characters. Obviously, logically, but I'm like, eh. I miss the wall running.
Do you really? Like, honestly?
Just for Black Ops 3, I should just go back to the Black Ops.
You can't own that. It is the game you want to play. It's the better game that you want to play.
I don't know, though. I don't know if I want to shut up those 4 bucks to buy it, but it's
not just like a huge bitch.
I mean, about this.
Yeah, same.
That work like it's supposed
to? No. Returning this game. I've been disappointed.
This is the lighthouse from Call of Duty.
Yep. I do like what they did with the map. I will admit, like, even the first time I saw it, I was like, ooh, that's very clever. I don't need that 50 cal ammo, but swap my armor level 1 for that armor level 1. It's a steal.
Yeah, what have I been playing lately?
What have you been playing?
I've been playing a bunch of stuff that I get to justify as like Halloween related.
So I've been playing a lot of Prey, Rogue Legacy, sci-fi, and Castlevania.
Yeah.
Rogue Legacy is really good, Michael. Did you ever play that one?
No, but I had it on the backlog.
If you ever bought that game, you should play it.
Oh.
It is.
Alright, quickly.
Very good.
Just. That one.
Oops.
Don't go towards it. That one.
What's max bandages can get you? Or these first aid kits can get you? 150, right?
Yeah, like I said, man, so you've been playing this.
I played this twice.
This is
the first time I'm playing it.
The Blackout one. First time I played it, I was in a spot, I died. And the second time I played it, I was only survivor.
It was okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
I guess think it's weird that they're kind of pushing the squad as like the primary game type for it.
Oh, okay.
That whole main menu is weird.
They've just gotten weird.
The what?
The main menus.
Yeah, like weird. The main menu has like the specific game types of each multiplayer mode.
Oh, yeah.
And then underneath that is just the general multiplayer mode. So like, what is it that like under matchmaking, the main game type that they have is the most important by default is like...
They have quads for Blackout and then Control for
Control
and then Nine for Lungs. The nine. Control's weird because like,
it wouldn't be Control.
You put in TDM or some shit.
Yeah.
And then to get to TDM, like, you have to go into like this fucking... it's weird. Maze are weird. But that's like the least... I still think like I don't want to blame the game for bouncing or anything. I feel like it's just my lack of any interest in playing anything. I'm not really doing good. Swear that KD man's terrible.
Is it ass?
I'm gonna wipe the butt with that shit.
Be dirtier. You wipe a clean butt with KD and it gets shitty.
Exactly. Yeah, the zombies is cool. I just played the Blood of the Dead, the Mob of the Dead re-experience.
I missed. I need to get behind cover.
Oh, this is action packed.
This looks good.
Oh man, kill him. Aim for the head, do no scopes, 260. Fakey fakey.
I'm about to hit him with that fakey fakey YY lighter stuff.
Oh, yep. You got a hit.
You
I think
you did.
You ready for the stress? I don't know how that grenade didn't go higher. I should have cannons for arms. Hey, pussy, get down here. Stop self failing up there, bitch. Oh, wow. I love how slow you run.
I would not do this.
You what?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, that success.
Don't.
Is that my guy? I can't hear you.
We just saw a successful kill in a battle royale mode.
Yep.
Dude, I'm the best.
The podcast has been moving forward.
Yeah,
the best thing we could have done is put a game on.
Yeah, because now it gives us even more to talk about. Let's see what he had. Okay.
So why is this battle royale different than all the other battle royales?
I mean, it's not free.
Okay.
Yeah.
All controls are
PUBG's not free.
Yeah. So we were talking about that.
You got the grappling hook in there.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of ammo I need. I'm just gonna pick it all up. I don't need that dog. I don't need that 50 cal. I
need it. Safety.
Yeah. You should have seen it. I hit this pussy with the cleanest YY ladder stall.
Wait,
so this is
an actual multiplayer game you play?
Yeah, I just. That dude I showed him? And T-Bag?
Well, I don't know. I just asked Michael a really good question, and then Jimmy told me to shut up and not ask that question.
Oh, dude, you should. Yeah, you gotta get out of there. The collapse is.
Oh my god.
Closing in real quick. James, quick, get out of there.
Bitch, what do you think I'm doing, huh? I can only walk so fast.
Do the slide. Circle jump. Run.
No, I'm going slower.
Gotta call down your Titan.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
You can't. That's don't even try.
Twitch, it's not that sophisticated. This is Call of Duty.
Oh, damn it.
I do like the move and heal, though. You know, Fortnite. Get it right. I'm done playing you, though. So, I give a shit.
We did delete it.
I did. Oh, that since deleted.
That feels like a milestone.
It really is. You know, really kind of sick of that game shit. But yeah, I mean, this looks nice.
Yeah. How's Gang Beasts?
Oh, Gang Beasts is blast, dude. We'll actually get more of that. Yeah. We will. How many of you played any Battle Royale game? You basically replayed this game. So. You know, I was surprised I didn't have an armor, but I remembered I blew it off of it.
No. The Battle Royale, like, the map?
Oh no! Let me kill this guy first!
Jumping in, but on foot, it seems big enough.
That's it. Gotta kill them. Too bad.
Okay. You did good by Winston Churchill.
I did. Yeah. War never changes. That's this game, right?
Yes. That's this game. War never changes. L2, R2.
Basic shooter components. Yeah. Square to pick shit up. It's kind of like really janky-ish. You gotta kind of like be staring at it in a weird way. I just did so low to the ground. But no, it seems fun. I was curious when they announced it if there was gonna be like exosuit action. Glad there's not. Like that would have been weird.
That would've been crazy.
Yeah, it would have definitely made this game a lot more dumb.
A lot more dumb.
Yeah, don't think about it. If you had fucking like exosuit in a battle royale. I mean, I guess you could say the same thing for fucking Fortnite and building. But no, but this is like I said, I was excited for this. I like how they included like several like landmarks from other maps in Call of Duty. I am excited for if they do what PUBG did and release more maps for Blackout.
I'm sure at least two more coming.
I can see that, but like I would not be surprised. I'm interested to see what maps they throw in. You know what I mean?
I didn't do a parachute.
No.
This is just a baby.
You can go punch people though. Go punch that guy. Set him. Oh, nice.
I do like a running crash punch.
I'm excited for zombies. Is it like a Black Ops 3 was with when they start off Shadows? What was the first one in Black Ops 3?
Shadows of Evil.
Is it like that? Mm-hmm.
There's two storylines going on. The Chaos one, which is the new character.
Okay.
And then the Ultimus one, which is the old character.
Okay.
There's four maps in total today. There's 9 and Voyage of Despair, that's the Chaos one with the new characters. There's the Titanic and the Ancient Rome one.
Yeah.
And then Declassified and Blood of the Dead are the ones with the old characters. So there's two storylines kind of going. I don't know if they intersect at any point or if they like relate to each other or they came like each other.
Oh, nice, sweet one.
Oh, that's great. But from what I've been seeing, there hasn't really been like. They haven't really made that much progress in finding out the Easter, which is good.
I mean, yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember, like in Black Ops 3, when like the second map that came out was Zetsubou, they solved that within the same like hour that the map was released. So that's like, the Easter was solved so quickly. But I mean, these guys don't have jobs; they get paid. They probably get paid to stream and all that shit.
I mean,
so they play the game just indefinitely.
Yeah,
they're
living the dream.
Yeah, and but because they're really good, and it's cool. They kind of made it more customizable. I think World War II did this with loadouts and stuff. where like, depending character, like, yeah, each character, like, you have like a class system,
mm-hmm.
or like, oh, in this match, I'm gonna use this character, like, and this character is a class.
I'm here for
it. Basically, a class.
Oh, this is important.
And you can choose the which soda, like perks you want from the sodas.
So it's like the gumballs.
No, the gumballs are back in this game, but they're called elixirs now, and they're a little reworked. So just jump with it.
You're Call of Duty, you know.
You can still get the
yes.
You can still get what am I trying to say? Like the gumballs from Black Ops 3. You know, like anywhere but here.
Yeah,
alchemical kinds of pieces, but they're elixirs, so they're not like gumballs.
Oh, okay.
But you get to choose now. Like, you don't. Since there's no dispensary where you get them from. You just have them always on your hood.
Oh, so.
And like,
but do they still cost, like, I guess you would call them points?
No, because you have, like, your base ones that they just have, like, a recharge thing.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if you saw in the trailers, like, the special weapons that they have, like, the sword and the hammer on shit.
I did not.
Those are just, like, special weapons that, like, after you gain, like, zombie kills, you can use them. So it's like if a meter fills up and you get to use it. It's pretty cool. There's a new drop in zombies now that when you pick it up, it fills up the meter right away, so you can just use it. And they're like super powerful. It's like a death machine, a sword. It's pretty good. And you get to pick that, the perks you want from the soda machines. Like when you buy it from a specific soda machine, you get this perk. Or their altars and the chaos storyline.
Jesus.
That's pretty cool. The elixirs are the ones that are like gumballs, so you get to, when you spin, like, the, there's a machine that also, like, makes the elixirs.
No, get out, catch up, you're gonna die. L1.
And, some of them are like, oh, this is a rare elixir, so you can only use this one, like, once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, throughout the game, you can use it, but you can only use it that match, unless you have, like, more of them.
So, ooh, like, it's got.
So, like, in Black Ops 3, when you had the gumballs and you had, like, six of the Phoenix Diamonds or shit,
mm-hmm.
you could use them, but you had to go and keep buying them. Oh, dude, man. And, the elixirs, well, you can use them for that match.
Yeah.
You can change, like, when you get a gun from the box, like, once you unlock it and use it, you can choose, like, what attachments you want on it and stuff like that.
Is that just based on once you...
Like, if you get a certain rifle from the box and you use it, you level that.
Right, okay, so it's basically again, like fucking like.
Also, there's like long term progression.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. But also, there's a thing where like if you as you level up, because you also have a zombies style level up feature where you can level up and proceed and shit. So once you get that, you can change like which weapon you start off with actually in the game, which is pretty cool. So like, yeah, this is.
I mean, we can play later.
Which is, it's pretty cool. You can choose, like, it's not a super overpowered weapon, but it helps you start off, like, better. And in, the, like, in Mob of the Dead, that shit's fucking... That one's pretty crazy. It's fun as fuck. It starts off, like, slow, but for you can get onto the island, like, the original map, it's like a crazy, like a gauntlet of zombies. Like, you go through this, like, tunnel. And it's like a con of zombies. Pretty cool, man. Me and Jessica, like I said, we played earlier. We played by ourselves and we got wrecked. But there's a new thing where if you're playing like solo, like say you and Twitch are playing right now, mm-hmm. you can fill the match with bots.
And in terms of what? Like for.
Just a classic match? Like, it's like if you.
So like you could like basically like even Black Ops 2, or you just like play against a bunch of bots.
No, against them. That's the rush one. I think that's in this game too. No, like if you're say you and Twitch want to play, it's just you guys right now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right. So you guys could play, but if you wanted to have the four other, the two, like the whole lobby field,
yeah.
and you wanted to play online, you could put bots in. So say you're Rick Coffin and you're Jesse or something, you could have the other two characters still there with you.
Oh, okay.
And if like you go down, like if you're with you, they can pick you up and shit. It's actually pretty cool, man. Me and Jessica, like when we played by ourselves, we made the 9, and when we played the bots, we made to, like 25. Also, because they're like way more like armored and powerful than you, they never run out of ammo.
So they're a crutch.
A little bit, yeah. But from what I heard is that they don't help you with the Easter egg. They won't. Help
I mean, you. I would really hope not, because then in that case you could just
No, and that's what they started. No, that's what they mentioned earlier when you were like talking about it.
Oh.
But they like, but they're good for wrecking the boys. So, and they will buy the doors and shit. So like, if you go to a door and like you and you're like, say you both run to a door and they follow you, they will open it. One of them will open it.
So you can just make them open it. I would just stand at it and be like, I'm not opening.
No, you kind of have to like both go so that the bots will like recognize that. Oh, you guys are trying to lose weight.
Let's just jump right at the beginning and see what kind of damage we can get. Nowhere near any guns, am I? There's never any guns.
Don't punch that guy.
Hey. I like how you had to check that just to make sure. Dude, hell yeah, dude. There you go.
Zen.
Yeah. Yeet.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, go get him.
Sorry, my dude. Oh no. Look out for Charlie up in the trees.
I'm not used to like the armor points coming off of people in Call of Duty.
Yeah, it was just I shoot at you and then you go down.
Was that a thing in the last one too?
No.
Like the whole thing, like armor breakdown?
No.
Oh god.
Oh my god. Oh, I have no gun over here.
You kind of changed to a sweet secondary.
I went to change to see what my backup was and it was my fists. Oh, I like his style. I like the sit in the corner style. Got his ass.
He closed the one door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm excited to see what they do with it. Obviously, there's only so much they can do with this as a semi-realistic shooter-ish. I mean, obviously, nobody can just jump off a 10-story building and live, so.
Is there a bullet drop?
Did I have fun in this match? Why did I care?
Don't give them feedback. Don't ever give
them feedback. Yeah, I'm not a part of your system, man.
They get to figure that out. They get to hire people to figure that out.
They should play. I've done that shit 3 times since I've been playing. I won't play one twice. Like 2 sit downs with it. And that shit happened twice. 3 times. 2 for multiplayer, and then 1 for zombies. I played zombies by myself. And that's basically okay. You guys are always watching.
That's weird. We're gonna jack off a lot of those.
Well, I'm not like really looking at it.
Oh, they're watching, right? Well, they want to see the emotion, don't they?
Yeah, just always keep your PlayStation camera on. Always. I do. I got really lazy about it, so I'll be able to do it when PlayStation turn off.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like tell you where every character's from.
Do they?
Yeah, Resnod.
Ah. Ooh,
1, 2, 4.
1, 2, and how is he in 4 other than like him being the skin in this game is counted as being in 4? I don't know, one of those was only in 2, but he's clearly in this game also.
What are they referring to? Like, are they, like, he's playable overall, or?
No, because look.
They all have to say 4, right? It's, they all have to.
That
but Reznov doesn't.
No.
So is he in
World at War?
So he's not really in this game.
But
he's
in this game.
But like,
game?
But then
look, see, he's only in this game.
So then,
yeah,
Mason,
have you seen him
in
any
other
game?
Game?
Yeah, so Mason's in.
No,
this
because
game. What
you were just saying in the cutscenes, he's probably in this game. You saw all the cutscenes. I wouldn't. That they probably is.
But he is not. He's only in 2.
Yeah, he's not in this game. We're not really seeing him.
You, I feel like you guys are just making it harder for yourselves, guys. Like,
yeah,
you,
we are Mason, because they're doing it to themselves.
Mason, wait, look, go back. Go to Mason. 4. Go to Woods. 4. They are probably in like those missions that we were talking about.
Yeah, but Reznov's in this game. I'm physically looking at him currently. So why doesn't it just say 4?
I think that's what they're trying to mean.
What do the numbers mean?
What do the numbers mean, Michael?
There aren't even any numbers.
I mean, what crash?
Bandicoot?
I fucked it.
Why'd you get someone to go like that?
Oh, because I wanted to see if he's
if he was a bandicoot.
Yeah. He's not, Michael.
Yeah, this isn't going to make any progress in 2 weeks.
Oh, I know. And Resident Evil 7 is also going through the motions. But now I am. I'm definitely excited to see more of what this game is bringing. But like as I was saying, I am curious because I mean they can only do so much. Like I said, as a semi-realistic shooter, like fucking Fortnite can do whatever the fuck they please. Epic can do whatever they want with that because
yeah.
Actually, start this. Holy shit. This is unprecedented in Shono Show history.
A game.
Two games.
Installed.
Fuck.
Skip that.
I could. What I really need it for.
No, you don't.
But.
Stability of game.
Yeah. Dumb. I like my games broken.
I kind of do.
But, yeah. But so like PUBG can't really do anything. I mean, they could, but it'd be...
I gotta be honest with you, I really wanted to play PUBG.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a chief. It's not that good.
As soon as I found out about,
I'm sorry.
Blackout, I was like, you know what, my aspirations for this game are dead. Also, because they're exclusive to Xbox.
What, PUBG?
Yeah. And, like, consoles. It's on PC.
Well, it's a PC game.
Oh, so yeah, it's definitely a PC game first.
Oh, I'm not one of those
Play-Dash. I'm not going to Play-Dash.
I'm not one of those physicals.
It's got bullet drop, Mike.
It does.
So does Battlefield. Battlefield did it way better. I'm actually pretty hyped now for the Jesus Christ. Black Devil or Black
Devil. I'm just not realizing that I'm just looking at two of those.
In Battlefield.
No, in real life.
No.
So the inside and outside are the same right now, and that's pretty much the same. That's the same. What'd you say, Michael? I'd say 500 is pretty close.
Yeah.
I don't know, this is...
To the right?
Maybe it's the French light.
Yeah, there you go. The French.
Winners and wars. Pretty, yeah. I heard that they're real assholes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
like, Greenet is completely.
The French war? No. Who do you think won that?
The biggest?
The French. Alright, let's start this puppy on normal, obviously. If it had hard, Michael, I'd be there. All over it.
I want to see you play Wolfenstein 2 on hard.
I'll play you on hard.
No! Super easy, dude.
Oh, that's a spooky. Ugh. God, she's hideous.
She does.
Character design was not her number one priority.
Characters in this game look weird. Everyone that they've, like, made a model for using Capcom's new engine looks weird.
They all look like zombies already.
I mean, have you actually seen the way anyone looks in the RE2 remake? Like, they all look kind of weird.
I haven't.
Everyone in DMC5 looks kind of weird.
So, like that just was not enough. You had the opportunity to make a very attractive character model right there.
Oh,
and what did you do?
Embrace the ugly.
Yeah. Like the team.
You know what it is?
It's the team.
Yeah.
It's the team.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, looking teeth.
And her face is a little wider than it should be, but I mean. Granted, some girl could look like this. A girl could look like this.
Yeah, don't
tell me that, baby. Because Ethan's a racist.
Sissy.
Don't do it. Okay. Well, I mean, we could wrap it up. How was Just Shapes and Beats? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can close out on Just Shapes and Beats. Just Shapes and Beats was... fun.
It was
really fun.
Great fucking soundtrack. And I'm not big
on it. I love dubstep.
I'm not big on it at all, but it was fun.
challenging in like all the right places at all the right times.
Yeah, sometimes the level select screen is hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the only minor issue
the game is almost always on.
The only like issues we had with it were just very very basic hit detection.
Yeah, I'm bad at the game.
Like sometimes it wasn't necessarily the even if you're smaller.
No, your hitbox is always
your hitbox. Yeah. There you go. But no, it's not that the hit markers were off or anything. It's just that sometimes with all the dub, the screen shakes, and so like the pink isn't in one spot. It's just shaking everywhere.
That's what it needs to be, Michael. First of all, I never like my pink in one space. It needs to be all over the place. I did it.
Yeah.
I've got trophies.
So yeah, no, I really loved A Shape of Beats when I played it earlier in the year. It's a super simple game.
There's you have two controls.
Yeah, you move and then you push the dash button.
That's the one where it's like a bullet hell type, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a 4-player game.
Yeah.
I feel like I should wait to progress so that we can maybe do this as a separate
guest. I saw gameplay of it and there's some songs I remember. And I recognize it. Oh,
yeah, like Barracuda by heart.
Yeah.
There's a 007.
Try This was also really good.
Try This was good. I do remember that one.
I like that boss fight is not a boss fight.
What, the last one?
No.
The gang rape part?
No, the song Boss Fight is not a boss
fight. No, it's not. It's absolutely not. It's a precursor. Of the anal pillaging that's to come.
I like the way the actual last boss fight handled it, where you're no longer playing defense, and suddenly it's just like offense. Fucking hit him with as much as you can. Yeah, that was a good way to end the game, I think.
Yeah.
There's not really that much to say about Just Shapes and Beats because it's a really simple game.
Which is good because it totally fucking works. Doesn't need to be. Look at games like Geometry Wars.
The only thing that I like would fuck me over like all the time was just like sometimes the things on screen were too aesthetically pleasing, so I would want to look at them, and then I would die.
Yeah. Actually, I like this. These hands are actually react the way hands would if you were to keep doing this. Like those fingers are definitely. Oh man, this sun is bright.
Ugh. Yep.
But other than that, I don't know. I haven't really been playing anything new. We've been playing. I mean, every game we've played is pretty
basic.
Duck Game's old.
Duck Game's good. Yeah.
Game's old. Yeah.
One of those is going to be our next tournament.
It's the year of the old games. No good games are gonna come out this year.
I keep looking. Shadow of the Tomb Raider
came out. Yeah. No good games are gonna come out this year.
Red Dead 2.
What do we got coming out the rest of the month? Red Dead? A new Fallout game?
Red Dead 2 is gonna be good.
No good games are coming out this year.
2018.
Battlefield
the year of dead games.
I got everything I want.
You got everything you want?
I
want everything you need.
I played God of War, Spider-Man, fucking Battlefield 4. Battlefield 4, Black Ops, and
Gatom Boy came out this year.
Jessica Pop, Detroit Become Human.
Boy!
She,
I was Detroit Become Human.
From what I saw her playing, she was coming.
I don't know if it's
fine with this.
Detroit shoot up the streets. Is that what it's about?
Yeah, that happens.
Of course it is. It's Detroit.
Also, you're a black man that has to stand in the back of the bus at some point.
Yeah.
Can you choose not to?
No.
This game is racism at its finest.
You're a robot.
They're
a robot?
In a world of people, you are a robot. You have less rights. This isn't a metaphor.
You just happen to be black?
Yeah. That's not important.
In Detroit.
Don't look into any. No, don't look at us with those eyes.
It's just a game. It's just a game.
On the surface, this seems. It seems like it's said. It's said enough before you play.
No, it's just a game.
You meet a character I've heard described as Rosa Sparks.
Yeah. I think that's gonna wrap up the show for today, guys. Michael's already asleep in his chair.
Yeah, that's his palsy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael. I didn't mean to bring that up.
No, it's been a good podcast. We're gonna play some video games.
Yeah. We'll probably record while playing them.
An hour of fish. Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. Follow us on Twitter at Show Note Show. Follow us on Facebook. / Show Note Show. Follow us on Anchor. We are the Show Note Show. And find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Subscribe. Give us some feedback. And follow us on Anchor so you can start sending us questions and topics. If you send them in, I'll put them in.
We will answer them.
Yeah.
If we get enough, we'll just do a whole show about Q&A.
I will put them in.
I'll put them inside my body. And regurgitate them with answers.
Yes.
We'll do a special spooky cast here.
Once we play a little more Friday the 13th.
We got Friday the 13th, we got Biohazard.
Yeah.
We got Biohazard.
And if you're listening on Anchor, I think we didn't even talk about it, but I've been listening to a lot of music lately, like Tom Morello album came out and it's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah. You don't like it?
No. I don't like it. It's weird.
What's weird about it?
It is. So, remember Scott Pilgrim? That one fight is just the Sex Bombs versus the DJs.
Yeah.
That's the concept of the album.
Okay.
It's Tom Morello versus the DJs. And so, a song will go from as mean a riff as Tom Morello can put out to as deep a wub as you've ever heard.
The deepest wub you've ever felt.
Yep.
It's the same. We did beat Just Shapes and Beasts, so yeah. There's some pretty deep wubs to beat.
Really deep wubs. I fired a wub one again.
We did?
In my life.
Yeah, there's some good wubs, and I've listened to a new Coheed and Cambria album. It's good.
Yeah, I haven't listened to much to a lot of it, unfortunately. But I haven't. It's like something I need to do.
It's got some. It's got
and
some.
It goes back. So it goes back to the story that before. What's the last song? What's the song? From Here to Mars, or To Mars? Yeah, it goes back to the story, the Amory War story.
Anyways, the title track off of that album will probably be the song at the end of the podcast today. It's called Unheavenly Creatures. It's pretty good.
Alright.
Yeah. You know, Coheed and Cambria, they're doing their nerd metal thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a podcast. Later!
Bye.
Boy.